Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today's Monday, April 24th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're at page 76, the fourth paragraph, starting with probably there are still some misgivings, reading through seven sentences, ending with, but this is not an end in itself. And we're reading and commenting on those seven sentences only today. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Liz A., 12 Traditions, Bonnie T., Reader of the Text, Lois P., Penny L. C., and Veronica C. The reference number for Sunday, April 23rd, is 20,187. That's 20187. And for this morning, Monday, April 24th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,188. That's 20188. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Lorraine N., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I'll now ask Liz A. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Liz A. from California. Thank you, everyone, for your service this morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service. I pass.
Thank you so much, Liz A. I will now ask Bonnie T. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning. This is Bonnie T., gratefully recovered in Chicago. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups, or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all of our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks, everyone. I pass.
Thank you so much, Bonnie T. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we're on page 76, the fourth paragraph. Probably there are still some misgivings. Reading through 7 sentences ending with, but this is not an end in itself. Reading and commenting on those 7 sentences only today. I will now ask Lois P. to begin reading.
Thank you, Dawn. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Probably there are still some misgivings. As we look over the list of business acquaintances and friends we have hurt, we may feel diffident about going to some of them on a spiritual basis. Let us be reassured. To some people, we need not and probably should not emphasize the spiritual feature on our first approach. We might prejudice them. At that moment, we are trying to put our lives in order, but this is not an end in itself. So making an amends to a business acquaintance or certain friends, we don't need to go into detail about being in a 12-step program or feel any need to explain the spiritual transformation that may be in the process of experiencing. So this is quite clear. You know, when we go to someone, especially if it's someone we don't know that well, bringing up the idea of God or any sort of religious or spiritual issue could trigger them and could also misplace their focus as to what we're there to do. So we want to keep it clean and simple. If there's money that's owed, if it's a business situation, we should pay it and be done with it, apologize, but pay it. If it's a friend that we have a sort of a distant friend or someone that we're not that close to but we need to make an amends to or feel we want to make an amends to, again, we should keep it simple. Rather than going into our history, our traumas, the things that made us do what we did, we don't need to tell a story here when we're making an amends. The thing for me that has always worked and that I think will always work is to talk directly from the heart. You know, if something's been weighing on my mind enough that I'm going to write it down and make an amends when I'm going through my process, you know, with my sponsor, if that's been something I've been carrying, the only way to rid myself of that is to truly speak from the heart when I talk to that person. Again, we're not talking about the boss or, you know, business acquaintances, but even there, yeah, you know, you want to apologize and make an amends honestly and so that the person can feel us, this is what has worked for me. Because that's what people understand, as Bill would say, the language of the heart. So there's no need to go into history and our spiritual evolution and, you know, all psychic changes and all of that that we are experiencing or may not be experiencing. But every one of us can just be really honest and direct and be humble when we make that amends. And I think that's what will free us, and that's what will free the other person. And so we can both walk away happy, joyous, and free. So that's all I have this morning, and I welcome everyone to share after this. Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Lois P., for getting us started. I'll now take the names of people who would like to share on these seven sentences. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Larry G.
Larry G. Go ahead and press star one if you'd like to share. Okay, Larry, why don't you go ahead and get us started while everybody else is figuring out what they're going to say. Go ahead,
okay.
Larry.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, this is Larry G. From California, a grateful, recovered, compulsive eater. And thank you to the reader who kicked us off. That was really eloquent and very simple description of that paragraph. One of the things that happens for me in 12-step programs, and especially in this call, is I get inspired. People inspire me. Food drunks, recovered food drunks, recovered alcoholics, their stories, and how recovery and the steps have transformed their life. And I have really heard some unbelievable stories about people who have written out this list and were willing to go out and make amends at great cost to the reputation and their freedom. If you're new out there and you have just had a spiritual surrender of unbelievable magnitude and you're now having some days of freedom from the obsession, I really suggest finding a sponsor to go through. This is a step you do not want to do on your own. As the speaker so eloquently talked about. And there's so many different aspects of this, you know, making direct amends, making action amends, how to make amends when people are no longer around. But I heard one time at an AA conference, this man, if he can do it, I certainly can do it. He was a mafia lieutenant who did horrible things to people. And he knew that he would get drunk. And this just gives me shivers up my spine. He knew he would drink if he didn't go out and make amends. And so he went out and made amends with the help of the sponsor, knowing that he could possibly go to jail or even be killed. He went out and made amends. And eventually, at the end of the story, this guy is now a police officer somewhere in the Midwest. And if that's not the act of God, the hand of God working, if that's not the power of these steps, I don't know what else is. And if that man can put that list together and be willing to go out and put his life on the line, I can too. And this call inspires me. I was inspired the very first day. I was a dead man walking. And that very first day I got in this call, the conviction and passion, and you could just hear the recovery in people's voices, just inspires me to live each day as an absent man. So again, don't go alone on this. I am not going to go alone on this ever. I've been around a long time. I'm not going to go alone on this. I can't some days differentiate the truth from the false. And that's why a sponsor has really guided me and directed me. So when I've gone out and make amends, I haven't harmed someone else. But we're not at that point yet. We're just at the point we're at is just be willing to write out a list. That's all. Just take the first step, write out the list. Thank you. I pass back to the moderator.
Thank you so much, Larry G. And now if I would like to take the names of people who would like to share on these sentences. Starts with, if you're just joining us, it starts with, probably there are still some misgivings. They're on page 76, the fourth paragraph, through seven sentences ending with, but this is not an end in itself. So who would like to, let me also read, although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Agnes from LA, I can try.
Agnes, very good. Who else would like to share?
Io from Southern California.
Mary Lee R. and Eugene Morgan.
Io. Mary Lee
R.
Mary Lee R. And who is that other voice?
Bonnie T.
Bonnie T. And there was another
Jordan
voice
L.
in. Jordan L. And I think there was another voice. I have Larry. I had Larry G. and he already shared.
Sherry.
So Agnes. Who is that?
Sherry M.
Sherry M. Okay, I have Agnes, I.O., Mary Lee, Bonnie T., Jordan L., and Sherry M. Did I miss anyone? Okay, let's go ahead with that lineup. Agnes, please get us started, followed by I.O., and then Mary Lee. Go ahead, Agnes.
So, am I being heard?
You sure are.
Oh, okay, thank you. So speaking from the perspective of somebody who has done steps 8 and 9 in the past, you know, like everything with this program, it's not a zero-sum kind of project, right? It's for me, it's been, okay, I need to do this, right? This is the spiritual path that I've chosen. And this is what is required for me not to be abstinent, but to be emotionally sober and to participate in life in a peaceful, amicable way as much as possible with all those around me, right? Because I'm not an island, never will be. So, but again, what I found is that when we get to that step and we make that decision, and we confer with our sponsor and our priest, our pastor, whoever we need to. And of course, God is always in charge. That's what's the beauty in it for me. I say, okay, God, I'm willing. I don't want to, but kicking and screaming, I know that the spiritual way of life that I've committed to asks for this. So show me how. When I do that kind of footwork and then I get the go ahead, then I do what I have to do. You know, and once I made amends to a friend that I had lied about, let me just put it that way, and I found the courage, not from myself, obviously, to go back in public, you know, and kneel down in front of her, she was my best friend, and say, I offended you when I did this. And I apologized from the bottom of my heart. You know, I don't know how else to do it. And she just broke into tears and said, oh, you didn't need to do it in public. I know your heart. And she cried more than I did, you know, and I did not lose faith. I lost ego, but I did not lose faith. It was cleansing and it was freeing. With my work, I was told, you know, my crimes were more along the lines of taking pens I didn't need and post-its, you know, and maybe padded expenses in the past. You know, and my sponsor helped me to figure out that I just needed to go out there and do better. You know, it was going to be an action kind of amends going forward, you know, stealing a hotel towel. So anyway, God is in the midst and he takes care of it. And with that, I'll pass. It's doable and necessary. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Agnes from California. I.O., please share with us, followed by Mary Lee R.
Hi, good morning. My name is I.O. It's spelled A-Y-O, I.O. And I'm really grateful to be here. I just wanted to check in to say that like a lot of people, when I've heard about this part, I've gotten into some fear. And I'm grateful to say that part of what has distilled the fear is certainly my relationship that's developing with the Most High, but also coming here every morning, listening to people as we've slowly worked through these paragraphs. I'm getting so much experience, strength, and hope from others who are, you know, I'm approaching this where when I hear people, that's the evidence. And I've operated for so long without evidence, making decisions based on my feelings or fears, and also going against things that were probably best for me. So now I'm really able to listen to and all I keep hearing is that this is a blessing, that this is something that has brought joy into their lives, or this is something that has lifted a burden, or this is something that made their relationship with the Most High even stronger. So I just want to keep listening and keep reminding myself that these are people who have the same disease as me, who are recovered, who have walked through this path before. And do I want to just trust, you know, the negativity in my mind saying, you know, this is not going to be good? Or do I want to trust all these people who have done this and said, like, this was great? And so I'm just really trying to get into the practice of seeing the fellowship, just like those people who went to the insane asylums and the hospitals and helped people. Like, this is what the fellowship's supposed to be for me. I'm supposed to look at what's going on in people's life. I can hear the light in people's voices, so I'm going to follow the light. I just wanted to share that. Thank you for letting me share. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, I.O. from California. Mary Lee R., please share with us, followed by Bonnie T.
Good morning. This is Mary Lee R. in Eugene, Oregon, and through God's grace and mercy, I am recovered today. And it's the language of the heart that's different on this journey for me. I've been in program for many decades in different, I'm multiply blessed. And it's by, I've traded in my guilt and my shame, and I have gotten joy and bliss. And it seemed way too simple, and it is, but it's doing the work. And it's finding that my divine director, which is what I call my higher power, hasn't left me. She's just deeper in my heart. And I just so appreciate. I'm really grateful. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you so much, Mary Lee R. from Oregon. Bonnie T., please share with us, followed by Jordan L.
Good morning. This is Bonnie T., gratefully recovered in Chicago. And just thank everybody for all their great shares this morning. What comes to me in this paragraph is a couple of things. One is my past experience. I've done a few rounds of going back to the 12 steps. And this idea, when I get to the eighth step, I always want to stumble over my pride and ego and fear. I'm really afraid what's going to happen next and what I'm going to have to do. And what I wrote down here as we were reading this morning was, nothing feels better really than freedom from fear. In this step, I think what has always worked for me in the end is that actually becomes something peaceful and just a greater, more solid connection to the divine as an outcome. But that's really what I'm trading in, is my pride and ego and this overwhelming sense of fear that comes when I think that I'm in charge, and absolutely for me requires a sponsor who I'm connected to and who can help guide me. So that's what I've got this morning. Thanks everyone for your share and for your service. And with that, I lovingly pass.
Thank you so much, Bonnie T. Jordan L., please share with us, followed by Sherry M. And before Jordan L. shares, I'd just like to let people know, if you're just joining us, we are on page 76. The fourth paragraph starts with, probably there are still some misgivings, and we're reading through seven sentences, ending with, but this is not an end in itself, and we're sharing on those sentences this morning. So go ahead, Jordan, please share with us, followed by Sherry M., and then I'll take some more names.
Awesome. Thanks, Dawn. My name's Jordan. Jordan Al. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. Okay, so at the moment, we are trying to put our lives in order. Yeah, this does sound like a lot. I'm pretty sure that I detached completely the first time that I read through these amends here, or these instructions, I guess, for how to make amends. So I'm very grateful that I had a good sponsor who was walking me through this, because this was completely foreign stuff. I don't know about you all, but I came from a household where people didn't really apologize to each other unless they, you know, were trying to manipulate you or get something out of you, get you to do something. So this sincere desire to set right wrongs was pretty foreign stuff to me. I definitely was not going to go to anyone on a spiritual basis, for sure. Luckily, I was developing a relationship with God, with the God of my understanding, personal to me. But this isn't religion here. Like, we're not here to convert people. We're here putting our lives in order. And fitting ourselves to be a maximum service to this higher power and the people about us. So we don't have to go shouting from the rooftops that we've, like, found God now, you know. This does get to be, it's something personal to us, you know. Like, this is very personal to me. And I don't have to... I don't have to expose that to anyone else in order to put my life back in order, right? I think that's what they're getting at here. And I do want to say, too, the other thing is I got really scared about how these amends were going to turn out. And I got to say, like, I've made a lot of amends over the course of my recovery at this time. Some have gone really well. Some have gone really bad. Some were, like, super painful, and some were super joyous and freeing. And this is where I really start to depend on my Creator, you know? Like, I go into this process knowing that I'm doing the right thing, and that I am going to be okay no matter what this person's reaction is. That's like true dependence, on this higher power. So thanks for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L. from Colorado. And I was messaged that Sherry M. needed to step away. So I'm now available to take the names of people who would like to share in these sentences. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on these seven sentences?
Deborah G.
Deborah G.
Jeannie N.
Jeannie N.
Laura L.
Laura L.
Jana R.
Jana R. And let's go ahead and stop there. I have Deborah G., Jeannie N., Laura L., and Jana R. Deborah G., please share with us.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service this morning and everyone that's made this meeting possible and all the shares 12-step in me today. And welcome, welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. It's an amazing way to live. Oh, thank God. Thank you, God. And, you know, I've always had really good experiences with 8 and 9 with sponsors, with their guidance and direction, being able to go over the things that I had for amend, and then going over them with them so they could see, help me see more clearly the truth. Because a lot of times I owed amends and I didn't think I did, and I thought I owed amends and I didn't. So it's nice to have someone to see things objectively. And then I could go about the wording, how I was going to do the wording with the amends. And that was helpful, how I was going to say that. And it just, and then praying, inviting God in and doing those amends. You know, that whole experience is very helpful. And moving on, you know, I have to be honest, sometimes I don't run my amends by my sponsor, and sometimes they go well and sometimes they don't. But I'm learning to have more self-love and self-acceptance when I don't. And then I learn to run them by her because it doesn't go too well sometimes, or it, you know, I just put myself in a position I don't need to be put in, my own self. And so I'm so grateful for a sponsor and other fellows in the program and for this meeting. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. Jeannie N., please share with us, followed by Laura R. Laura L. Jeannie N.?
Hi. Hi, my name is Jeannie. Fairly new to this program. I am 3 months abstinent, and this is my first time sharing on this particular program, and I'm a little nervous, but I love the program, and I have to give it everything. I've been working the 8th and 9th step now, and when I made my list, my sponsor didn't think that some of it was necessary because I just came from another program where I did that. But she said no, that I had to do it, and I was so surprised how much more came up. And I have to say that with the help of my higher power, the steps, and my sponsor, I am just loving this program. And I'm absorbing it all of the big book like a sponge. And I have to say, I am happy, joyous, and free. Thank you, everyone, for sharing, and thank you for letting me give service.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeannie N. Thank you for that share. Laura L., please share with us, followed by Jana R.
May I be heard?
You sure can.
Hey, this is Laura L. I am a compulsive overeater from Arkansas, gratefully recovered today, but not cured. When I did the steps that are being discussed this morning, wow. Yes, of course, I was terrified the first time. I did my inventory in step 4, and when I shared it in step 5, and then 8 and 9, you know, I was really scared. But with that fear was also this really strong need. Maybe it was given to me by the God of my understanding, but I wanted so badly to go through with it. And I did, and I've done 2 12 steps now in my life. I've been in and out of recovery in OA for 5 years, gratefully recovered for 13 months now. And this is such an essential part of that. And the second time I did a 12-step when I came out of my relapse, I'd had a 2-year relapse, I was actually excited to do steps 4 or 5 and 8 and 9 because I knew that I could make things right with people that I had harmed and that that would be of such a great relief to myself as well as it was to the people that I had harmed. And it helped me build my relationship with the God of my understanding. And now on a daily basis, you know, I grew up in a family and in a culture where not only did we not apologize, but if you did apologize, it was considered weakness. And now I get to turn that completely over. And when I'm going through my daily life, if I've harmed someone, I make amends immediately. And it is such, it's such a blessing to know that I can do that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this morning.
Thank you so much, Laura L. Jana R., please share with us.
Hi, this is Jana R., grateful recovered compulsive eater in Ohio. And I echo all the gratitude I heard in one of the shares about humility, and I've been in program long enough to know that that is what I want, because that will lead me to the freedom that my Creator has ordained for me. And so I want it. I'm working toward it as I work these steps every, as I, you know, stay in the middle of this program. And 2 amends in my history come to mind when I'm reading this, and whenever I get to step 9, and I give thanks that the steps are in order, readying me for the one that comes next, but not until I'm at that step. So my first step 9, I was ready. And there was one amends that I could not, with my higher power and my sponsor, discern that it was, I couldn't get the way forward without not being sure I would cause harm. So it was some years before God showed me the way. And I was able to make that call and make that amends and was free. The other one, I give thanks for this meeting because I'm convicted. Although I got to the humility to make the amends, this was a former boyfriend, very painful breakup. I could not see my part for about 5 years. And then the humility came, whoa, working the steps again, there it was. And the surprise was I wrote him a letter. And he actually wrote me back and said, you are spot on. Oh, that's true. And here's my part. I didn't need his apology, but it was a blessing. And now the gift is I still have resentment about that relationship. My perfectionism is kicking in here. So I know that I'm doing the steps again. So I know more freedom is in store regarding this particular thing in my life. And I give thanks for the humility to say yes to it again today. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jana R. And I'm now going to take some names, of a couple more names of people who would like to share on these sentences. We're on page 76, the 4th paragraph, starting with probably there are still some misgivings, ending, but this is not an end in itself. So who would like to share on those 7 sentences? Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share? I'll take 2, maybe 3 names. Press star 1 if you'd like to share.
Kara L.
Kara L. And who is that other voice?
Lee.
Lee?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with, we'll start
Karen
with Kara.
M.
Okay, very good. And we'll stop there. Karen M. All right, Kara L., go ahead, please.
Good morning, Don. Good morning, my fellows. This is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. I always, when I read these lines, you know, we don't lead maybe with the spiritual and God. I always think about Bill recalling when he first meets Abby and is, you know, not first meets him, but Abby's come to the house and they're sitting down at the table and he's noticing, you know, Abby is recovered and he's looking at him and he says, you know, Abby says, "I found God." And Bill immediately goes, crack, you used to be drunk. Now he's a crackpot about religion. And I always think about that and I laugh about that because that was me. Like, I was willing to dismiss anything coming at me if I thought it had something to do, you know, if you were too religious, you were too this, you were too that. And so when I'm doing my amends today, you know, thank heavens I have a sponsor, you know, I can run them by my sponsor. And I have a higher power that I can say, okay, you know, I am pretty blind. I see this through like very, very dirty glasses, right? My compulsive eating glasses. And God can see everything. So I'm going to have to pray about each one, right? I'm going to have to, as I heard earlier, you know, am I transmitting the language of love? Am I, you know, am I just trying to get this amends off my plate so I'll feel better? Or have I done the work around it? And am I in a place that I can tap into my higher power and say, how can I best serve in this moment? Where am I, you know, I don't want to go with my own instinct. And this is why my sponsor's been key with these. And this is why, you know, writing, because the ones I do on my own never turn out as well as when I've run them by somebody else, right? Another fellow in program who's recovered or my sponsor. And I always, always take them to my higher power and say, what do you think? What would be best here? How can I be of service? You know, and my higher power always provides, you know, the people that show up in front of me that I can't find that I need amends for, you know, the perfect time to make an amends to somebody that I really don't want to. And then all of a sudden everything just simplifies and it becomes clear and easy. And with that, I'm so grateful today that I can be with that, with my higher power, and I can move forward and just know that I don't know and that God does. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kara L. Lee, please share with us, followed by Karen M.
Hi. Yes, this is Lee. I'm in New Mexico. And this, oh man, this is really taking me back. I've been in program, oh gosh, a little over 25 years. And I remember the first time I came to these steps 8 and 9, I just stopped. I felt like I hit a brick wall and I couldn't go any further. I couldn't. I had no willingness. It terrified me. I remember hearing someone in program that she had 3 amends left. One was her yes, probably. A second one was maybe, and the other one was no, never, ever, ever. And she had just finished her no, never, ever list. And it was like, so it was very inspiring. And I started over. Oh, I don't know if that's me or someone's not muted.
We'll take care of that. Go ahead, Lee. Sorry about that.
Thank you. That's okay. And, you know, it was very helpful. And I just started again. I started at step 1. I got another sponsor. And went through and by golly, I was able to make some very challenging amends that I'd never thought I'd be willing to do. And now it's pretty clear. I do 10 steps every day, which helps kind of keep it the sidewalk clean, you know, my side of the street. I do remember it just being super scary. But then going through it was pretty powerful. And the reception was, again, kind of unexpected, but in a good way, you know, and just having the humility just to be willing to you know, it's not for them, it's for me, for my recovery, and it wasn't helpful to hold on to stuff. So anyways, it just kind of, this is making me remember and think and pray and just, yeah, it's been very helpful this morning. So with that, I will pass. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Lee from New Mexico. Karen M., please share with us. Go ahead, Karen, press star one. May I be heard?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, great.
We can hear you.
Okay, very good. Perhaps Karen M., if you could press star one. Okay, maybe she had to step off the line. Is there another person who hasn't shared in the last 3 days that would like to share?
Sharon O.
Okay, go ahead, Sharon.
Sharon O. from Asheville, North Carolina, Blue Ridge Mountain. Yeah, I've really enjoyed. I am a compulsive overeater. I'm really glad to be here today and really enjoyed all the sharing. I think the thing is, yeah, I've done a lot of 4 steps and hopefully continuing to do a 10th step every day will keep me from having to go back into that. But I am just really challenged right now still with relationships. And I think as a compulsive overeater and many other things, relationships are something that this program has given me a foundation to work from. So I just wanted to share today, and also for some reason having some really strong feelings today of loneliness. I don't feel lonely very much, and so I just wanted to say that out loud. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon O. And if you happen to be new, please stick around because in a few moments we're going to be offering a time for new people to share their names and numbers. So if you haven't done that before, we would love to hear from you. And we're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Keep you until then.
Yes, thank you, Don. Thank you for your service. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. Yes, God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Come in your morning meditation, what you can do each day, the man who is sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. Obviously, you cannot transmit something you have got. See to it that your relationship with him is right. Great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. And